Hey there, awesome humans. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to untangling the knots of modern life. And let's be honest, we're living in a world that throws more curveballs than a Major League Baseball game. Between demanding careers, social media pressure, and never-ending to-do lists, it's easy to feel like our brains are on permanent overload. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon against stress? A powerful tool right under our noses? It's the simple yet profound act of building healthy relationships. That's right, folks. Today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of connections and how they can be your ultimate stress buster. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Ever wished you had someone to vent to, a shoulder to lean on, or maybe just a good laugh with? Well, guess what? You're not alone. And the beauty is, nurturing healthy relationships isn't just about having someone to lean on. It's a recipe for boosting your well-being, reducing stress, and building resilience. Now, before you say, Jake, that sounds great in theory, but how do I actually do that? Stick with me because we're going to break it down into 5 actionable takeaways that will leave you feeling empowered to create stronger connections and a more peaceful inner world. Firstly, communication is king. Think of it like this. Relationships are like plants. They need regular watering and sunlight to thrive. That means open, honest, and frequent communication. Share your feelings, listen actively, and don't be afraid to express your needs. Remember, it's a two-way street. Secondly, set boundaries. You know that feeling when someone keeps calling you at dinner or texting late into the night? Yeah, not cool. Boundaries are essential for protecting your time, energy, and mental well-being. It's about knowing what you're comfortable with and communicating those limits clearly and respectfully. Thirdly, quality over quantity. Don't just collect friends like trading cards. Focus on building deep, meaningful connections with people who truly get you. Those are the folks who will be there through thick and thin, celebrating your wins and offering a listening ear during tough times. Remember, it's not about having hundreds of acquaintances. It's about having a handful of genuine friends who lift you up. Fourthly, practice empathy. Stepping into someone else's shoes can be incredibly powerful. Try to see things from their perspective, understand their feelings, and offer support without judgment. Remember, everyone's going through something, even if they don't show it. A little empathy goes a long way in building strong and supportive relationships. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Asking for help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. We all need support sometimes, and reaching out to someone you trust can make a world of difference. Whether you're struggling with stress, facing a difficult situation, or just need someone to talk to, remember that you don't have to go through it alone. Think about the last time you had a really great conversation with a friend. Maybe it was laughing over coffee, sharing a meaningful story, or simply having someone who truly listened without judgment. How did that make you feel? Relaxed? Supported? Connected? That's the power of healthy relationships. Remember, building strong connections isn't just about finding people to hang out with. It's about creating a web of support that helps us navigate life's ups and downs. It's about sharing laughter, offering comfort, and celebrating each other's victories. And when you cultivate those meaningful connections, you create a buffer against stress, a haven of peace in the midst of chaos. So, my friends, go out there and nurture those relationships, share your stories, listen with open hearts, and remember, you are not alone on this journey. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder about the power of connection. And if you found this helpful, leave a review and let us know what resonated with you. Until next time, keep it real, keep it kind, and keep those connections strong. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.